We have heard tremendous things about the resurrection of the saints. But brethren, we all have to agree that there is no greater truth about it, although there are many of it, than that we can bear his image. It's a wonderful truth what we are learning. It's a wonderful occasion to dig into it even today. But to the heart of the saint of God, and to the ones that have went through it with loved ones, there is nothing greater about the resurrection of the saints of God than the truth, we shall bear his image. There is nothing greater than the truth, we shall be like him. This is the purpose of God, that he will bring a company, redeemed, buried, raised, wonderful. But the ultimate goal of his purpose is that they will bear his image.
And that's really the magnificent work of God. It would have been enough for me to be saved, that my sins are forgiven, I'm not going to hell, and I'll be here. That's just really, I'll be happy with that. But not only that, when the Lord does something, it is really the glory of his grace. What he does for his own satisfaction. He loved his son so much that he wanted to have his house filled with all of those who will bear his image. Not just a matter of my sins are forgiven and I'm even justified or I'm even reconciled. It is just, I am like the Lord Jesus, bearing that blessed image. How incredible that this body that have bore the image of the earthly one, that body that is very weak. It's amazing when men think he's strong and you have a little virus that is not, could not even seen by a microscope, that they don't even know if it's a living or not, or what it is, knock somebody big and tall and strong down. That's how feeble man is, vulnerable man is, yet that body that the Lord would take, put into the ground, completely decay, 4 days he stinks, there is no hope, raise that body up, that would have been even enough, but raise that body up in a celestial glory, but that's not enough. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. How are we going to recognize one another in heaven? It is really the features of Christ that has been displayed in you and I. How do I know? How am I going to know Paul? I never seen him, the Apostle Paul. I will see in Paul the features of Christ that is shown throughout the scripture. Dear saints of God, maybe we should be encouraged today to see the features of Christ of one in one another. It is so easy to see the activity of the flesh in one another. We could point it out. Sit in a Bible reading, go after the Bible reading. Oh, they went too long. They went too short. They should have said that. Right? You could find the faults very easily. But could we try to train ourselves to see the features of Christ in each and every one of us? After all, that's what we're going to bring in heaven in the Father's house.
There's a verse, a couple of verses in 1 John that kind of go along with some of these things that were said in chapter, very well-known verse in chapter 3. First epistle of John, it says, behold, read from the authorized, see what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. For this reason, the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we children of God, and what we shall be has not yet been manifested. We know that if it is manifested, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. So that the love of the Father is what has designed this, that we would be like his son. And to think, it's not been manifested. None of us here have actually seen the Lord Jesus. And yet, when we see him, we shall be like him. This is a marvelous thing. And that effect, knowing that truth, having that hope, changes us now. As Kevin was saying, it's the reality. This is reality, what we have by faith. And to think the impact of that in our lives should have a purifying effect so that we should desire to be more like him now as we anticipate being more like him then.
With this, dear brethren, the brother that would close in prayer,